Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, shining the spotlight on Vermilion today, coming at you from Martino's. And time to welcome in our very next guest, a man you all know very, very well, one of our good friends, Jim Vandermark with Vandermark Jewelers. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Afternoon, gentlemen. Fine. How about yourselves?
Doing well.
So far, so good. And, you know, it's been one of those springs where you just never know what you're going to get one day to the next.
It's tough for boaters and baseball.
Yes, tough for boaters, baseball. Anybody that wants to do anything outside, you have to kind of take that forecast with a grain of salt. But, yes. You know, it was interesting. The last time we had you on, I believe we were talking about just how big of a deal Mother's Day is for you guys. And that got me to thinking, you know, after Mother's Day, you get into the summertime. And I think the whole wedding structure has really kind of changed a little bit in the jewelry business. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but traditionally you'd have a lot of summertime weddings, but that's actually kind of changed, hasn't it? Now you see a lot more of an uptick in the fall, don't you?
You do see a number of fall weddings. There's no doubt about it. We've been selling wedding bands right now for August, September, October weddings, and so we're still seeing that. Although, I have to say, this year, for some reason, been a fair amount of June, July weddings that have stayed on the books. The venues are changing. We've gone from a more of a sophisticated country club type venue, and there's a lot of people that are doing a minimalist thought or doing a little bit more of a rural thought. That new lodge out in New Russia Township is just booked out for like a year and a half because you can bring in bales of hay or you can do this and this. And so there's a whole lot of different things going on. When the wedding band world, it hasn't changed that much. The girls are loving to jacket their rings with wedding bands, one on each side. But we're seeing, again, a little bit of each, but you're 100% correct that fall weddings have gained in some strength. And it seems like summer hasn't started until what we traditionally, I think I mowed in December last year.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it seemed like we were out there mowing even earlier this year around. You mentioned the wedding things. The gifts for the groomsmen and the brides, do we have a lot of people stopping by kind of finding things? Because I did pocket watches from a local jewelry store for my wedding. I was just curious if that was a common theme or if I was a little unique on that touch.
Yeah, watches are hit and miss as far as that goes. I always think they're a good one because it's something a little more permanent that has a purpose. And so I think you were right on the cue with that, which makes sense. But it's hit and miss. There's still some traditional flasks, some money clips and things like that, and different things across the board. It doesn't. I couldn't tell you that that's a strong point for us anymore in that giftware side. We do have a small selection of it, but it doesn't seem like we're a go-to thought process for it. So we do some bridal parties, but a lot more engaged in wedding bands than we do the gifts, certainly.
Very good stuff. Again, Jim Vandermark, Vandermark Jewelers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, shining the spotlight on Vermilion. You're a big fan of Martino's. You were telling me this a little bit earlier today. It's a place of yours that you certainly like to go out to and hit up every now and again. You know, Matt and I are thinking about our next move here a little bit later on today. You know, what are some of your go-tos on this Martino's menu? There are a couple things that stand out to you?
I like the fried chicken when I come down to Martino's a lot. And Martino's just gives you a lot of service and a lot of sides, and that's the nice part about it. You can always go home. Their pierogies are good. I've been there for breakfast here quite a few times as far as that goes, and they do a nice breakfast. They do a nice Easter buffet. They just good family place with a lot of good employees, a lot of good Vermilion. I always say Vermilion's such a cool town from the standpoint of it's not really a big town. You know, I think their logo on the sign as you come in, what's it, great town on a great lake, or a small town on a great lake,
sounds
something
good.
Like
yeah,
that. That sounds about right.
Be, yeah.
It's exactly. And but when you think of all the things that go on in Vermilion and the restaurants and all the culture of food that they have down there in the lakefront, it's really a cool town run very well. And Martino's just is a great fit in it because you can just get anything you want there. Such a huge menu and good service. And we've never had a bad meal. So, I love it.
Well, speaking of great service, that's what I always get when I go to Vandermark Jewelers. I tell people that all the time. And, you know, I always think about the summertime as, you know, being that time of the year where, you know, a lot of times you've got a lot of great ideas, right? I mean, you're thinking about that next birthday gift. You might be thinking about that next anniversary gift. What are some of the big summertime items for you guys? I know the last time we talked, I think we were around Sweetest Day, and you mentioned there's usually something that goes along with that. Are there some items in the summertime that end up being a pretty big hit for anniversaries or birthdays?
Summertime, again, we do well. It's probably our slowest time of the year when you think about jewelry and things. People don't wear it quite as much because of the fact that they're sun tanning, got oils and skins and things like that. So the repair shop stays busy as far as that. But we do a lot of silver in the summer, and we've got a line called Opalite, which is some beautiful, like, ocean colors. And the girls just love it, and so we find a lot of people buying that. We've got one couple that goes every year, and they take they've gone to Kitty Hawk for years and years and years. They buy flip-flops, these Opalite flip-flops for all the girls. And so as the girls turn, I think it's 10 or older, or some of the boys bring new girlfriends or this, they always think who's coming this year that's new, and they buy them some Opalite flip-flops and take them along. So it's kind of a tradition that all the girls have one of these memorable necklaces as far as that goes. And then, of course, as you said, because we have all those weddings all summer long and into the fall, certainly anniversaries come up every year after that. And that's across the board of what that fella's thinking for his anniversary when he comes in. Necklaces seem to be one of the most popular things, but we sometimes have the person adding that other wedding band we just talked about jacketing on the other side. And so we're blessed to have good traffic flow all year long as far as that. But we're past Mother's Day, so really we're out of holidays. Of course, not Matt buys his wife something for 4th of July, I know.
you know me.
And that's, yes, you know, Mr. Patriotic and wants to make points everywhere he can. You could learn from him, boy. I tell you, maybe that's the reverse of that.
I take notes. I always take notes.
I always take notes, Bull says.
So it's not as busy a time for us, but a lot of people get lotions and oils on their rings and they want to get them clean too, and so we do a lot of check and cleans all summer long. We just got a new line in called Kudo, and it's an ion-plated ring, or they actually have necklace and earrings too, and it's got this threaded-on topper that comes in like hundreds and almost thousands of different colors. And the cool part about it is the rings are $25 and $35 and $40, and you buy the base ring and then one of these toppers in all different colors, you can buy them. And so it's kind of, in a sense, like a Pandora, where you can just buy it for that $25 to $50 gift, and she just builds up this whole ensemble of toppers and then just threads them all on these base rings, and they've got stackable rings beside it. And so it's a nice price point. It's cool stuff. It holds up well, and you can build up a little war chest and not have to break the bank doing it. And so we're really excited about that line. It's been in the store about 10 days, 2 weeks. The girls have already sold quite a bit of it, and people are liking the idea of the price point, the quality of it, sure, and the fact that you're that interchangeability. People like that you can get more than one use out of something.
Yeah. Last time I visited you, I think, was over the Christmas area. I got a gift from my wife there. You guys had the moon jewelry or
yes,
whatever, and
the moon
I got
glows.
Her one for it. Yeah, each of my daughter's birthdays, and that was such a hit. Someone else on her side of the family ended up going and getting one as well. So
thank you.
I really enjoyed that. I think that was a cool gift and a very affordable gift, I think.
Yeah, those are very affordable, which is nice. And Matt, you just said it right on the nose. That's what seems to happen with that. We've noticed that somebody will get a moon glow and kind of start a little trend going, and then somebody else, oh, that's so cool, I wonder what mine is. And because it comes with that almost astrology horoscope type thing. And then somebody else is going to come in and buy one, and pretty soon mom wants one or a sister wants one, and so we find that. And with this Kudo, which is kind of a cool thing, somebody then might say, oh, we've got to get Aunt Sally something for her birthday, and they want to spend $25, $30. They can buy one of these toppers and not break the bank doing it.
Yeah, and I think that's a beautiful, for like a first anniversary or something like that, or 6 months, or for those who are just starting in a relationship. I think that's a wonderful
Yeah, you don't want to go out and set the bar too high.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't want
to
go out and spend, nobody wants to spend $500 a pop, and we've got beautiful things for that. But we also understand that need that, if you can buy $25 or the flowers anymore, lasts a week. And that's the nice part about jewelry, is it's a lot more permanent than that. You can have fun with it. It's cherishable. We don't expect people to buy it every week or every month, but we certainly think that we lose sometimes. One of the things we just talked about was graduations. And we still do a nice graduation business because we've got a lot of that going on right now. We wish there was more, though, because they'll buy the kids a computer or something, which they need. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, they never remember they got that computer for graduation. As where a nice necklace or a nice watch or a nice ring, they'll have that almost forever, and they'll say, oh, gosh, that was my high school graduation. So I still believe you need to do some permanent gifts sometimes.
Hey, my first watch I got was an old Seiko. My mom got me for graduation. I still got it in the watch case.
Right.
I got the Fitbit I'm wearing now. But
Sure. And it doesn't mean that is for a lifer, that you'll wear it forever. forever, but you've got it. And every time you look at it, it brings back that little bit of sentiment that said, gosh, that, you know, my mom got me that for graduation. Mm. And we didn't know if you were going to graduate. And that was,
it was questionable.
It was questionable back then. Boy, you didn't know that, but that was.
There was a gigantic question mark.
I digress. I apologize, Matt.
It's all good. It's probably, there's more truth to that than you may know.
See, that was going to be my next question about the two different kinds of graduation, too, right? I mean, there are those graduating from college, those graduating from high school. So how much of that still exists? I almost kind of feel like graduating from high school, you've got that big old graduation party. You know, people give you gifts in many different forms and fashions. For you guys, is it a bit? Do you get a bigger line coming in that wants to deal with the whole college graduation? Are there more keepsakes associated with that than there are high school?
It's still more high school to us.
Okay.
We still see more high school gifts, the watches and the small rings and things the grandmas want to buy them. And because that generation didn't necessarily go to college themselves sometimes, so high school is a very important graduation. I think someday in our history we'll realize that 80% of the kids are going on to college and having a graduation, and we'll look maybe and think to ourselves that, because, you know, now high school rings are kind of a questionable thing because they don't only wear them for a couple of years and they want a college ring because it's their alma mater at college that they want to be proud of. And so I wonder someday if we do a little transition into the college. But college seems like they're graduating from college, but again, it's more inner family. It's not, you don't have big college graduation parties for your child. You have big high school graduation parties because they're all in your same town. And so all the college friends are from all over the United States and internationally sometimes. So we seem to celebrate high school graduations more.
Okay.
In my opinion.
No, I think that makes sense, what you're saying right there.
No, it makes perfect sense. I was just kind of curious because I think people approach that differently. Like you mentioned, you know, I think if you go back a couple of generations, you know, the getting out of high school was a really big deal. Not that it isn't now. But now it's certainly a little bit different. You're right. I think you have a lot more folks that come out and say they want that college ring because that's what they, for whatever reason, are more proud. They're more proud of that than they are graduating from high school.
Correct.
Because a lot of times you have these kids that are first-generation college graduates.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just saw a pretty big wave of that over at Lorain County Community College not too long ago, too. So it's fascinating how that's developed. Before we let you go, my friend, for those who drive by the store all the time, and I come right past it every day on my way into work, you know, I see that you guys... You certainly buy gold as well. You buy pieces of jewelry as well. And I'm kind of curious because, you know, we're kind of in garage sale season, or at least kind of towards the tail end of it now. Do you guys see an uptick in that?
We do. We see a lot of people that when they go and they've done their spring clean out, they want to come down to us first with possibly the good stuff and check it out. And so we find a need. We all know when the market ran up and everybody opened the little gold to buy shops all over the place, we knew those would only last for a couple of years and then fall out, which they have. So you see very few of those. Now that leaves the independent jeweler to do that. And do it ethically and well, because a couple of the gold shops weren't too ethical about it. And so we find ourselves just on a constant basis, on a daily basis, having somebody come in. I had a lady bring in 4 Tupperware tubs of jewelry on last Tuesday. I had a fellow pick up 3 Tupperware tubs yesterday with the jewelry that he bought out of it. I just did another 2 estates for jewelry that are coming out of it. And so this current grandparent generation is doing a lot of cleansing because they realize that their kids don't want, their grandkids don't want any of this stuff for the most part. And so there's an interesting amount of cleansing. There was just a New York Times article the other day that was reprinted in the Chronicle, and I have it down at the store now, that talks about stuff that we've collected. And it went on just not to jewelry, but to model trains, to Beanie Babies, to Hummels, to Yadros, to Royal Daltons, to Waterford Crystal. And, you know, something there sparks in everyone's mind. And coin collections. Grandpa used to have a coin collection. Sure. So you didn't have a TV. If you did, it didn't have a remote, so you had to get up and change it yourself. So you used to sit there at the kitchen table at night looking through your coin collection, sometimes got the son or the grandson interested into it, and that's almost a gone era now. And so then a lot of people look and they say, okay, well, I don't want this. They've been sitting in a drawer for 20 years. So yes, we're seeing a ton of that right now. The nice part about us, and trying not to brag or boast about it, is we do it honestly. You know, jewelry and engagement rings and wedding bands, that's my main business. That's where our reputation exceeds and excels. And so for the jewelry buying mode, there's an instant trust built in because people say, well, gosh, they're a good store. They're not going to take advantage of me. And that's so true. My son Bob's really learned about the coin side. I obviously know about the gold and diamond side. And we treat people right. We do it the right way.
Yes, and Matt and I can both vouch for that. We've never had a bad experience.
No, so. I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Your jewelry store oddly reminds me of Cheers. Everyone comes in and you sort of feel right at home. You know everybody's name. It's really great going in there.
You know, I've worked pretty hard to do that, believe it or not. That's one of the things to me that about my job that's the fun part about it is a minor Cheers. Sure. I want to see my customers. I look forward to their life and what's going on. I look forward to seeing them. So I go in early and get my stuff done in the back room so that I can be out on the sales floor 90-95% of the day. And even if I'm not waiting on you, I'm going to come over and say, hey, because that's the friendship. That's the cool part about it. We miss that in today's world. I went to Home Depot last night, and I think I walked into the store, got what I wanted, and you know, probably there 10-15 minutes, walked out of the store, and never one person said a word to me. And that's not my cup of tea. I'd like to interact. I mean, that's what the world's all about.
Yeah, especially in a jewelry store where half the time I don't know what I'm looking for my wife and all as well.
I agree. So there's a personalization there that we need to help guide you, and give us an idea what we can help you with, and we're there to do, and we want to be an interactive part of that. So we appreciate the good compliments, and we work hard to keep them coming. So.
No problem. Good stuff, my friend. But we appreciate the time as always, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And let's do this again soon.
I would look forward to it, my friends. Good to talk to you both. Have a great summer until we talk again.
Thank you very much, Jim. Again, Jim Vandermark, Vandermark Jewelers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, shining the spotlight on Vermilion, coming your way today from Martino's International Cafe. We will come back with more from Martino's after this here on AM 930 WEOL.